Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The Washington Post, yes, that liberal, hardcore, pro-Joe Biden Washington Post is actually telling the truth for once about Hunter Biden and his finger paintings. How much are they sold for? For over $1.5 million. In total, there have only been 10 buyers of the art, is what we've also found out from the Washington Post reporting, who have paid a sum of $1.5 million from 10 different buyers. Under their agreement, the gallery received 40% of the sales, while Biden took in 60%. Three of the buyers have been identified, while the other seven remain anonymous, but most are known to the Biden crime family. The largest share of the work, 11 paintings, for a total of $875,000. Went to Kevin Morris, who has become one of Biden's closest friends, while also acting as an attorney and a sugar daddy, paying off the IRS debts of Hunter Biden. We also know more about the Democratic donor, Elizabeth, who bought two pieces of Biden's art, one for $52,000, the Washington Post has now confirmed, and another for $42,000. What did she get for that? President Biden appointed her in 2022 to the U.S. Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. Now, you may also remember that that same woman who I just talked about had her family member, that's right, a family member who was taken hostage by Hamas, released, the first American to be released from hostage after that horrific attack on Israel. So apparently you can spend $52,000 on one piece of art, $42,000 on another, get appointed to the U.S. Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad, and also if one of your family members is taken hostage, you get priority to get them back before any other American. We'll deal with more on her in a moment. But let's also now move to Kevin Morris. Kevin Morris has now confirmed that he does, in fact, also own more than just Hunter Biden's art. He, in fact, owns the 10% stake that Hunter had in a Chinese state-backed investment fund. He has now confirmed that. So not only is he giving him millions of dollars, paying off his legal fees and his IRS debts, buying his art, but now he owns Hunter Biden's 10% stake in that firm. Hunter Biden's Hollywood lawyer verified to House investigators last week that he purchased Hunter's 10% stake in the Chinese state-backed investment fund, BHR Partners. You've heard about that company a lot. Confirming that, yes, he does actually own it. Morris's ownership of the stake raises serious questions now about his intent for the acquisition as related to his ongoing personal and, quote, business relationship with the First Family, along with the business partnership that he now has with a Chinese Communist Party-linked fund. Now, this 10% stake is worth a lot, not a little bit of money. Morris also acknowledged in the his deposition and his testimony to Congress that he bought Hunter's 10% stake only after pressure increased on Hunter to divest the entity due to a conflict of interest upon President Joe Biden assuming the White House as president. BHR Partners, which is an entity controlled specifically by the Chinese Communist Bank of China, has about $3 billion currently invested around the world, according to its own website. Morris stated that he purchased the company because it was a good business investment, quote unquote. I bet it was. Morris only admitted to the acquisition after asserting the reason for purchasing the company was covered by the attorney-client privilege. Yeah. Morris performed due diligence on the entity holding the 10% stake in BHR Partners. And he claimed, saying that he knew the price Hunter initially paid for the stake, saying, quote, I saw and I still see upside. That's what he told investigators about the alleged investment that he made on Hunter Biden's behalf, or took from Hunter Biden, I should say. It is unknown how much money Morris paid Hunter for the 10% stake, or if any money exchanged hands in that deal. Quote, I did the transaction because, you know, I evaluated it as a businessman, and I thought it was something that could be a very successful investment, he said. Now, the Bank of China, which is a state-owned communist bank, controls BHR Partners. To be clear, that's something the Biden crime family invested in and owned part of. So they owned a company that was owned by the Communist Bank of China. They were literally in bed, in business with the Communist Chinese Party. The fund claims it maintains 22 billion Chinese yen in various portfolio companies, translating to more than 3 billion U.S. dollars. It reports investments in a Chinese technology group that's big, as well as a lithium ion manufacturer that's also very big, and a deep learning software developer, as well as a biotechnology company. All of these things owned and invested with the communist Chinese, and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family were in on it too. Now, Morris, just so you know, is, quote, a businessman. He wanted to make that clear to Congress. He says, hey, I'm a businessman that I run a very successful law firm. He did launch it in 1996, representing A-list celebrities. He is a businessman that has represented people like Matthew McConaughey, Ellen DeGeneres, Scarlett Johansson. He also wrote and produced documentaries and helped negotiate a South Park deal for $900 million. Now, roughly 1 week after meeting in 2019, Morris paid Hunter's IRS debt and reportedly lent him a total of $4.9 million for, quote, housing, car payments, and legal fees. Now, repayment of the debt is due, you guessed it, not before, but after the 2024 election. So there's nothing there, right? Morris told investigators last week that a timetable may raise a concern by some Republicans who, in fact, fear that Joe Biden's possible reelection might change the terms of their business agreement. Quote, my only goal was and is to help my friend and client, Morris told investigators. In this country, there is no prohibition against helping a friend in need with no ulterior motive. Another curious angle to the Biden family's BHR Partners deal is that Devin Archer, that would be Hunter's best friend in business, was a large part of structuring the initial transaction. Breitbart News exclusively reported in August that Devin Archer's wife owns another 10% stake in, you guessed it, BHR Partners. Yes, BHR Partners. Devin Archer conveyed the stake to his wife. in a 2017 after he found himself in legal trouble in a separate scandal. Krista Archer manages the stake, though she falsely claimed she had no involvement. Devin Archer appears not to have told investigators about his family stake in BHR Partners during his interview with investigators in 2023. And back in 2022, House investigators launched this probe into the Biden family, and they revealed that Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden directly. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received large payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. You want to know what money laundering looks like? This is exactly what it looks like. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company. And if you're like me and you're sick and tired of giving your money to companies that hate you, that literally hate you, hate your family values, hate your Christian values, hate your traditional values. Well, now there's an option when it comes to your cell phone. I have switched to Patriot Mobile. And when I look at my phone every time, in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know that when I pay my bill every month, that a percentage of that bill at no extra cost to me is going to go back to support conservative causes, candidates, organizations, and most importantly to me, support the rights of unborn children in this country to live. Now, I do that every month because I love knowing that I'm giving my money to a company that actually loves my values. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Patriot Mobile is a great supporter of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with them, because they support conservative ideals. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all 3 major networks, the same exact cell phone towers you're using right now, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. So check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. Join me, make the switch today, and make a difference with every phone call. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this isn't the only corruption that is breaking on Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. We also now know more about the art dealer who has detailed terms of Hunter Biden's deals to the House committee. And we know a lot more about exactly what was happening. Hunter Biden insisted on knowing the identities of who was buying his art when he began selling his artwork, an unusual directive that was later, well, retracted. His gallery director told House investigators, according to a transcript of the interview that was reviewed by NBC News, Hunter Biden was the only artist represented by George to make the demand. In fact, Burgess testified to the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee before the stipulation was rolled back in September of 2021 after months of public scrutiny. His testimony came as part of House Republicans' inquiry into President Joe Biden. The art dealer said there was never any conversation with his buyers about political favors from the president or the White House, which I'm sure they're all smart enough, the 10 of them that were buying this art, to know not to bring that up. The timeline for the shift also raises serious questions about the Biden White House's statements about ethical safeguards surrounding the sales, which had attracted the attention of art world insiders and good governance experts. It also counters statements. Let me say this again. This is coming from NBC News. It also counters statements, meaning they lied to you, by the White House that Hunter Biden does not know the identities of his collectors. The art collector said he was surprised by a report in the summer of 2021 claiming that White House officials had helped craft an agreement that would create a firewall between Hunter Biden and his buyers, having never spoken to the White House, the art dealer says. Joe Biden's press secretary at the time, Jen Psaki, who lied to you, described a, quote, system that would allow Hunter Biden to sell his artwork within reasonable safeguards, telling reporters, saying this, quote, he will not know, we will not know who purchases his art, is what Jen Psaki said at the time. Later clarified that it was not the White House itself that helped create the arrangement. The White House did not immediately respond for requests for comment about their latest lie. Shocker there. Now, the interview with this art dealer also raises new questions about Hunter Biden's art sales as a potential vehicle for him to pay off debts owed to Kevin Morris, who I just told you about, the Hollywood attorney. NBC News reported that Morris began advising Biden in 2020 before he arranged to pay $2 million in outstanding tax obligations to the IRS on his behalf. Describing the deal with Morris, Burgess said Biden would have had to discuss the terms of the sale with his friend before the deal was made, saying, quote, I think they had an arrangement. He had to have known that he was the buyer, because normally the gallery would then write a check from the artist's commission. But I didn't, the art dealer told investigators. He then said after the agreement was revised, he said nothing would have prevented buyers from informing Biden, in fact, that they had purchased his artwork. And again, there's only 10 buyers here, so we know what's going on. The art dealer said he no longer represents Biden, but they remain close and talk several times a week. The buyer, or the art dealer, said at one point, describing him as one of my quote-unquote best friends, referring to Hunter. Morris, who purchased, this is back to the attorney, his sugar daddy, he's one of the 10 buyers. He purchased $875,000 worth of Biden art through a business entity in January of 2023. He paid the gallery director 40% commission while planning to resolve the balance with Biden's directly. Did you hear that? So he gives a 40% commission to the art gallery owner, the commission. Then he says, hey, I'm going to resolve the balance, right? I'm going to deal with the other 60% with the Bidens directly. If that doesn't scream shady as hell activity, I don't know what does. That's not normal business. He described Morris, by the way, as Biden's largest collector. So the guy who's giving him money, the guy who's getting the 10% stake in BHR Holdings, which is a massive Chinese communist investment fund. He now has that 10% stake for the big guy, right, that he's controlling and making money off of, becomes out of nowhere the biggest private collector of Hunter Biden art. Are you kidding me? Now, he also described Morris as Biden's not only largest collector, but he told Congress he didn't know whether the gallery had provided Biden with tax documentation to reflect the $525,000 payment from Morris. So this off-the-table buying may have been had major tax benefits to Hunter Biden that he may not have reported on his taxes. He also, referring to the art dealer, recalled seeing a piece of art in Morris's home that the gallery director not sold, indicating that Morris had obtained it elsewhere, perhaps from Hunter Biden directly. In a letter late last week to House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Morris's attorney said Morris had not decided how to pay for the Biden artwork. He is still considering either a direct payment or a write-down of the loans, and that will depend on his tax advisor's advice, according to a new copy obtained by NBC News. Biden last week pleaded not guilty to 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts related to his business dealings from 2016 to 2020. The art collector, the art dealer, said another buyer known to Biden was, in fact, Elizabeth Hirsch, a prominent Democratic donor who received a White House appointment last year. She is the great aunt of the 4-year-old Abigail Eden, the first American hostage freed by Hamas after October 7th in a prisoner exchange. Now, the art dealer was introduced to Hirsch and began working to sell Biden artwork to her in 2019. It was not until the weeks after Joe Biden was inaugurated that she made her first purchase in February of 2021. So not until he became president did she all of a sudden say, oh, I need to start buying some artwork. In December 2022, she purchased a second piece of Hunter Biden artwork after having attended one of his art expeditions, buying a $94,000 worth of either a piece or pieces of his art that night. In a letter to Congress last year, the Hirsch attorney said that she did, quote, nothing wrong, that her White House appointment to the U.S. Commission for the Preservation of Americans' Heritage Abroad was not connected to her purchase of the artwork, and that the appointment came at the recommendation of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, so everything is fine. Burgess said Biden learned of her identity through, quote, news reports. I don't believe that for a moment. These are just some of the lies that are being told right now by the Biden crime family. And when you listen to what's happening now with Hunter Biden and you understand the artwork here and you understand what is happening, it's very clear that they had to figure out a new way to launder money. And this was the way that you laundered the money. This was the only way that you could launder this cash in a way that they wouldn't know about it. And when the White House looked at you and said, oh, we have these walls that have been set up to protect the president and to protect so they won't know the identities of the buyers, that was a lie. How do we know it? Because the actual dealer says that was a lie. He knew exactly who was buying the art.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, all this is also happening while there's this investigation into Hunter Biden on the House side. And Jeff Van Drew, he is a Democrat from New Jersey, or let me rephrase that. He's a Republican from New Jersey, had this to say about the Biden investigation. Take a listen.
Right now, and this is Hunter Biden. So he's finally agreed to appear before House Judiciary for this private deposition. It's going to be February 28th. This is your group. The impeachment probe kicks into high gear. There's several interviews that are planned the month. Biden's Hollywood lawyer, and people call him the sugar brother, Kevin Morris, appeared for a transcribed interview before House Oversight yesterday. We're hearing that Morris admitted that he paid Hunter's tax bill. That he met him at a Biden campaign event in 2019. He loaned Hunter at least $5 million. James Comer says his testimony raises a lot of ethical and campaign finance concerns for the president, pointing out that since Morris started helping Hunter financially, Morris has had access to the White House. He's been with the president. And this follows other business associates with Hunter. So, Congressman, kind of give me your take on this in particular, since this does involve your committee.
Judiciary is very involved in this, as you know, and if there is an impeachment, it would go through judiciary. Let me say this. Hunter's a bad guy. Whether it's buying a gun illegally, which Earl, you or I did, we'd be in jail. He has disposed of it in the dumpster. There was cocaine now that we found on the holster that the gun was in. We know that he expects treatment and was dealing with foreigners, actually powerful foreign interests that want this special treatment from the United States of America. That's where his dad comes in. The deal here isn't that Hunter's a bad guy. We know that. It's a special treatment that he was receiving from the Department of Justice. It's the fact that his father was in the conversations with his businesses and originally lied and said that he wasn't. It's the fact that they have shell corporations. It's the fact that there is so much that ties what our foreign policy and our domestic policy is to Hunter Biden and his father. And basically, we're selling the United States of America. That's what we have to know. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter that he's a bad guy, but it does matter that his dad did bad things in order to help him to the American. people. So we're going to continue on. And by the way, this is a man of privilege, Hunter Biden. He thought he wasn't going to have to appear. He thought he would just laugh in the face of the American people. Thank God we're moving forward with this. And he knows that we are real about wanting the information.
Well,
by the way, I want you to imagine if we wouldn't have gotten, or if Hunter Biden would have gotten this sweetheart deal. I want you to imagine what would have been different here, right? Like this is completely different. And this goes back to just the lie after lie after lie. James Comer coming on this report that Hunter Biden knew 70% of his art buyers. Listen.
Yeah. This is another major lie that Joe Biden's told the American people. The White House said they had an agreement in place to provide maximum ethics. We really thought they probably had something in place. It probably wasn't worth the paper that it was written on. But we were shocked to learn from George Burgess in the transcribed interview that he's never even heard from anyone from the White House. He didn't know anything about an ethics agreement. He had never even seen in the news where there was an ethics agreement.
Never even seen in the news that there was an ethics agreement, which now all this reporting backs that up. You have a crime family here that knew what they were doing the entire time. They knew it. They understood it. They understood how you get from the money from one place to the next, to the next. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Hunter Biden. We know he's not a victim. As a matter of fact, she says he is a criminal, and that's what the American people need to understand.
A word or two on this Hunter Biden story. I mean, look, I don't care. I want to retire Joe Biden. But the point is, I don't see how his antics help his father or the Democratic Party one iota. You tell me, Marjorie.
I completely agree with you, Larry. As a matter of fact, the antics we saw today are all for a movie being produced. I watched them come in the courtroom as Hunter Biden came in flanked by his lawyers and his business partner, Kevin Morris. But there was another guy there with a camera. You see, Hunter Biden is filming a movie where he's trying to paint himself as the victim, when in fact, we know he's not a victim at all. As a matter of fact, he's a criminal. And they sat there listening to our oversight hearing where we're voting to hold him in contempt of Congress until it was my turn to speak, Larry. And that's when Hunter Biden quickly jumped up and the rest of them ran out of the room. And I know he was afraid of my words because I was going to talk about the very serious crimes that he's committed and we have evidence of, which is Mann Act violations. This is human sex trafficking. And Larry, I'll say the irony is blaring. Joe Biden is guilty of human trafficking with his border policies, and his son Hunter Biden is guilty of human sex trafficking, and we have the receipts.
Hunter Biden's lucky nobody brought the sergeant of arms out and just, you know, cuffed him and throw him in jail. I mean, he's kind of, it's just, you know, you're right about these crimes, of course, but my thought here is, if I were a Democratic politico, which I'm not, obviously, but I wouldn't want him parading around with this sort of arrogant in your face.
I agree, by the way, which also tells you just how unhinged they are and how they feel like they're unstoppable. They feel like they can get away with whatever they want to get away with. They feel like they can do whatever they want to do. I mean, they're doing business with the Chinese Communist government. They're doing business with Russian oligarchs that are best friends and are only rich because of Vladimir Putin. They're doing business with Burisma, companies they know nothing about, and firing different people in that country, getting them fired, making sure that they can cover up the crimes. They are a crime family. I don't give a crap about Hunter. I want to say that over and over again. I really don't. I don't care about Hunter. I care about his father. And I care about how compromised his father is. I believe his father is extremely compromised at this point. I think it's pretty obvious that he's compromised. The question is, how much has he compromised the United States of America? That's the question that everyone needs to be asking right now. And when you look at these two stories, and you see what we're talking about here, and you hear what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying there, you hear what Congressman Jeff Van Drew is saying there, you hear what James Comer is saying here. I mean, even CNN says Hunter Biden has got a problem because he's going to have to appear before this February 28th deposition, and whether he likes it or not this time, he's going to have to answer some questions. He's going to have to answer them. And it's going to be tough because there's a lot of these questions he's going to have to answer. He's not going to want to answer. You know, there's also just the pure disdain for the American people from this family. How dare you ask any questions, tough questions of the Bidens? And when they do lie to you, how dare you ask us questions about us lying to you? Right? How dare you ask us questions? We can lie to you whenever we want to. And how dare you catch us in a lie and then ask us even more questions? Do you know who we are? We are the Biden family, for goodness sakes. You don't get to call us out when we lie to you. You don't get to ask us questions when we lie to you. They lied to the American people. They lied about the art. They lied about their investments in China. They lie about their investments all over the world. And they lie about who they're doing business with and what they know. And they lie about the money laundering and the bribing and all of this. And they think we should just be able to get away with it. And the Republican Party better get their heads out of the rear end in Congress, and they better do their damn job. And they better ask tough questions. I'm going to keep covering this and holding them accountable. Make sure you hit that subscribe, auto download, or follow button, especially if you're on Apple, as the algorithms have changed. You're going to have to check and make sure you're still getting every episode. In that top right corner, if you're on an iPhone, make sure you hit that follow button and it goes to a check mark. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.